by the power invested in me by the Federation and the articles therein, I am authorized to execute you.
No, you can't. He saved my life.
Then his death will be quick and relatively painless.
Zoinks!
Wait! Halt! Stop! Deceased! Time out! Woo! You can't shoot him.
I told him that.
Emergency Protocol 7. Any commanding or administrative personnel may recruit civilian and other unregistered personnel for duty.
The station is under emergency alert.
As soon as you vanished. So, Weven, this boy and his metal dog are under my command, and they are my responsibility.
Understood, sir!
Good. Now, if you'd like to follow me, we'll get things sorted.
General Command to all security units. Code 7 lockdown. I want this station locked up tight.
No phasic shift, no temporal distortion. So how the hell do I get back to Mike and K-9? At least I can still help them. K-9, Mike, can you hear me?
Hello, Doctor. It's Professor Borsprung here. Mike is just getting settled.
What about you, K-9?
All systems at optimum, Master.
Splendid. It's just a check-in. I'll call back later. Tell Mike to be ready. We need to talk. I know that voice. Where do I... Wait a second. Accessing personal cerebral records. Voice sampling. Professor Vorsprung. It'll bug me until I can find out. One match found.
Well, I suppose this is goodbye.
Yes, I suppose it is.
It would have been lovely to have you stay longer, Sarah.
Goodbye, Doctor.
Goodbye, Sarah. You are excellent, my dear.
Thank you.
Now that's very intriguing, not to mention a little disturbing. But then again, it's what I'd expect from the Gradiosi.
Here we are, Professor, the control center. The entire experiment can be monitored from here.
What is the experiment?
This is the first of the terraformers.
What's that?
Experimental stations designed to create life-sustaining planets from lifeless planets and asteroids.
How did he know that? This is the first one.
We travel a lot. Nothing's new nowadays. Pick the doctors in it.
Oh no, I forgot to mention. The doctor called earlier.
K-9, call him back.
Affirmative, Master. Establishing link. Link established.
Hello?
Doctor, it's us.
Oh, Mike. How are you?
Fine, fine. Look, we know what place this is.
What is it?
A terraformer, Master.
Oh, you're joking.
No, seriously.
Tell me all.
I'm not sure. Is this a secure frequency?
I'll do it. This is the first of the terraformers. This entire station is the continuation of a failed experiment back in the 23rd century.
What century is it?
28th. Hold on. What do you mean, what century?
Oh, we're time travelers.
So that means we're speaking to the Doctor.
That's me.
We know of him.
He's a legend in scientific circles.
Tis flattering, no doubt. But, Professor, you were saying?
Well, the Genesis Station has the latest in everything. Shield generators, sensor array laboratories. But the real breakthrough is this. The Genesis Wave. This station can emit a cloud of self-replicating nanites that alter the planet's atomic structure. After that, this station can introduce flora atmosphere. When the time is right, we can create a planet out of nothing in 6 minutes. And it can be used not only to make planets, but fix them too. We can re-establish ozone layers, replenish dying worlds. We can save trillions of lives.
Very impressive. The concept is astounding. The scale, astronomical. You're all completely mental. You're attempting to play God on a scale no one could imagine. This could be used as the most dreadful weapon.
We have considered that possibility. We have the best security measures too.
And who controls them?
Myself and Weven.
What? And that's it?
Yeah, just us and technical crew.
I see. What stage are you at?
Experimental. But we feel we're close to making the breakthrough. We just need to refine the particle control system. It's the system whereby we can define which function the nanites have to perform at any given time.
I see. Well, K-9 can probably help you there.
What about me?
Good point. K-9, Mike, quiet confabulation in the corridor, please.
What's wrong?
Mike, I need you to watch the Professor.
Don't worry, I'm doing that.
Right. Wait, no, not in that way, you cheeky devil. No, I have my own suspicions about her.
Yeah, so do I.
Do you?
Yeah, I suspect she likes me. You can tell by the way she's looking at me.
No, yes, well, that's good. But get a grip, dear boy. I need you to keep a lookout. None of this seems right to me.
Not another feeling.
Yes, a subspace rip that rips the TARDIS in two catches a starship, but eventually we end up on an experimental space station with the power of God. Call me a pessimist if you wish.
I will.
But that sort of thing appeals to my cynical side, so keep watch and be careful.
What are you going to do?
I'm to test a theory. If the TARDIS was separated, I'm going to find out where I am. The fact that speaking to you now must mean I'm in some sort of real space. I'm going to try and get to you as soon as I can.
Right.
K-9, look after him.
Affirmative, Master.
We can begin the next phase of the control system refinement in about 5 hours.
Right. Mike, do you want to come with me? I can show you around.
That'd be nice.
Encrypt transmission, code Alpha 299.
Report!
The Professor has arrived safely.
Excellent. The main plan can commence.
Yes, Master, but there has been another development. We have 2 new arrivals on the station.
Then eliminate them.
They may be useful. One of them seems to have foreknowledge of this station's design and aspects. It is possible that we can complete the technologies ahead of schedule.
Excellent. What of the other?
Oh, he's just a human boy. No consequence. I can deal with him. But there is something else.
Continue.
They seem to be connected with one of your enemies.
Which enemy?
The Doctor. He's not here yet, but he's on his way.
This is splendid. We shall have our vengeance. If he arrives before we do, give him every assistance. I shall deal with him personally. Initiate the lights. They will give us the homing beacon.
You're on your way.
Yes, we shall be there very soon.
Let me guess, the inventing room. No tasting, no touching, no telling.
Mike, you're perfectly mad.
Nah, I'm just perfect. It all looks pretty severe, though.
It's a severe world here, Mike. We're in the middle of a war. The main territories are wiping each other out.
And you're making refugee planets?
Sort of. These are the homes for the homeless, where they can come when it's all over, and not worry about a planet that will kill them.
My Earth could have done with that.
Earth is the first port of call. This station is going to be escorted by a fleet of 100 Starfleet's best ships.
It'd be nice to see Earth. Well, Earth here again.
You can, when we're done here.
Sharing secrets now, Professor?
It is customary to knock Commander.
In this station, I come and go as I please.
That's no excuse to be rude.
Is anyone talking to you, boy? Now mind your tongue or I'll mind it for you.
Well, tough.
And you, Professor? I can execute you right now for sharing official secrets with unauthorized personnel.
You touch her, and you have to deal with me.
Oh, don't tempt me, little man.
Wevon, my office, now.
All right, I'm going. But you and me, boy, we're gonna settle this.
Are you all right, Professor?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Mike, I must apologize for him. He's... what a scumbag. It's a terminal condition.
He's a bully.
True, he is bigger than you.
He's twice the size of her. I was evening up the odds.
You need not worry, I'll deal with him.
Thanks, Mike.
No worries, Professor.
Please, call me Jennifer.
Come on, Gradiosi, you can do better than this. Putting me into the safe zone, that little pocket of null space. Why the TARDIS has never done this in my native universe before, I'll never know. Pilot trick A grade? Not there. Ah, never mind. Now, if I can set up a field around the outer shell and disperse the remaining rip energy... Yes. Brace yourself, old girl. This might just sting a little. Oh dear. Outside. I said outside the ship. Oh. Oh my life. I'm a fool. Without the exterior shell, the interior is the exterior. Please, for me, just switch off. Okay. Plan B.
Wevon, you're an imbecile and worse. You're here to maintain the security and stability of this station, not to bully and threaten the personnel.
I am fully aware of my duties, sir, but I will be keeping an eye on Mike and that tin can of his.
You will not, as of this moment, the laboratories are strictly out of bounds to you and your personnel. Am I understood?
Yes, sir!
This station has a greater purpose than you can possibly imagine. You are expendable, and if you don't want to be reduced to a private, I'd make sure you remember that.
Bailey Stock. We're about to start on the control system.
Remember that. On my way, Professor.
Control readouts.
Readout steady at 40.
What are you doing?
Well, the nanites aren't technically ours. Truth is, we don't know who they belong to. The technology was found on one of the outer worlds, just lying there. We know they react to certain programmed frequencies. It's just a case of finding the right one. But we need to make sure they don't change into something else and risk affecting the station.
What could they turn into?
That's just it. We don't know. But if we can find their command frequency, which affects their programmed frequencies, then we can tell them to change into whatever we like. Baileystock, let's try around 50.
Right, Mike, the big red switch to your left. If anything goes wrong, hit that button. It's the cutoff circuit.
Right.
Frequency level 50. 51. 52.
Level steady.
Confirmed. No significant change.
53. 54.
Steady.
55.
Danger. Nanites assuming exothermic posture.
Quick, Mike.
Levels normalizing.
There's something we didn't expect.
Some kind of failsafe?
Must have been. The only way I can get this working is if we can just scan the circuitry.
We don't have the equipment for that. All we can do is transmit to them.
I don't think this is going to work.
What about... Hold on. K9, did you once say you had a scanning chamber or something?
Affirmative. I can scan nanite circuitry to within 2 points.
But that's way more advanced than anything we could flash up.
Affirmative.
But what about the failsafe? If those things react again, you'll be blown to bits.
That possibility has been considered.
It's worth a try.
Mistress Vorsprung, does this station have experimental testing areas?
Yes, they're for experiments with hazardous materials.
I shall take the nanites into my chamber, and I shall scan them within the testing area. Bring the scanning equipment.
Affirmative, Master.
See, little chap.
Smart as a land wave, though.
What about the readings? We can't lash the intercom to K9 in case the nanites affect him and it.
That's fair enough.
But if something goes wrong...
I know what will happen, but if I can help...
Oh, stout fellow, come on then. We'll get you suited up.
Ready, Mike?
As forever, babe.
Nanites implemented into my scanning matrix. Scanning now.
Easy, that's fine.
Link established with mainframe. Communicating. Communicating.
Data transfer ready.
Communicating. Alert, failsafe trigger. Power exceeding tolerance level. Master.
Come on, K9. That's K9. Tell her to shut up.
Affirmative. Master. Sending subharmonic frequency. Exothermic failsafe halted. Communicating with mainframe.
Good work, K9.
Objective achieved. Command frequency 784.2. Program frequencies range from 60 to 200 million.
These things can do almost anything with that many frequencies.
The low frequencies must stop it from tampering.
You two are good, I must admit.
One does not like to boast.
My masters, I was right. The human boy and his machine K9 have completed the frequency scanner. The particle control system is now complete.
Excellent. You have done well. We are now mobilizing. We shall be with you in 3 hours.
We shall be ready.
Any sign of the Doctor?
None.
Just as well. The Doctor is dangerous.
The boy Mike has displayed not so much intelligence, but great courage and intuition.
The boy is known to us. He is of no consequence. The contraption known as K9 is merely a machine. He will be made to serve us with ease. All is proceeding as planned.
I need to get to the outer shell. Matter transmission. No, not a bad idea, but I don't have one. I could attempt to join the two up temporarily. No, that could cause some major damage. If only I had a... Yes, I do have one. Now let me see. And in full working order, right. Let me just call Mike and K9.
This is really advanced stuff. Should I even be looking at this?
I trust you.
Likewise. Has anyone told you you have pretty eyes?
No, if the doctor did, I'd be worried.
There. That should do it.
You're right, K9.
All systems at optimum efficiency. My thanks, mistress.
Yeah, thanks, Jenny.
Alert! Incoming communication from the Doctor Master.
Doctor, you alright?
Yes, I'm fine. Look, Mike, I've worked out how to get to you.
How?
The Jade Pagoda.
The what?
It's a sort of TARDIS escape pod. I haven't used it in years. Anyway, I'll get to you, and from there, we can rejoin the outer and inner shells of the TARDIS.
How?
Don't rush me. I haven't got that far. How are things at your end?
Mike and K-9 have been a great help. Mike especially.
Always a first time, I suppose. So, everything's ready to go?
More or less. About 3 hours in the station will work its magic.
Right, I'll be as quick as I can.
Communication has ended.
I need a drink.
I'll go and get us some. K-9, can you carry drinks?
Negative.
No, he's not quite R2-D2.
R2-D2?
He's a... never mind. I like her.
I do not understand the meaning of the word Master Mike.
Oh, you will, K-9. You will.
This is secure space. That thing shouldn't be here.
Why don't you tell them that?
Unidentified craft, this is secure space. You are in violation. Leave or you will be fired upon. All right, weapon. Fire weapons.
Non-responsive.
What?
Everything's offline. No shields, weapons, deflectors, nothing.
If they fire, they're in range now.
You and your big mouth.
Space Station Genesis. We lay claim to this station. And everyone in it. You will surrender and prepare to be boarded.
Jennifer, you alright?
Yeah, I'm good.
I think we're chatting some company.
You!
Me?
I knew you were a stinking spy.
What?
We're under attack. Your friends are on their way here.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Save it, scumbag. Now, if you want to live to see tomorrow, you'll help us fight them off. They're about to dock.
Jesus, Wortham. You're obsessed.
And you're a no-good collaborator. But don't worry. When this is all over, I'll deal with you.
You leave her alone.
Shut up. Now, take this and follow me. Oh, and don't try anything clever, because if you do, you'll be the first casualty.
K-9, look after Jennifer.
Affirmative, Master. Incoming communication from the Doctor Master, Mistress.
Quick, then.
Hello, just about to leave. Anything I should know?
Yes, Doctor. We're under attack.
From whom?
I don't know. But Mike has gone to fight them off in the docking bay.
Right. Just hold on. I'm on my way.
Right. Understand this. If it moves, shoot it. And any deserters are subject to immediate execution. And I will gladly do the honors myself.
But it's stupid. If it's a superpower, all your men will be wiped out. There's no one here to defend the station if they break through.
We win or we die trying. And that goes for you too. Get it? This is it, boys. Arm weapons. You are trespassing on Federation property.
Destroy them.
What the hell are we shooting?
Forward.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Not them.
You stay here.
You can't fight. Pull back. Everybody's run for your life.
Stay put, you coward.
Run, everyone. Run.
Preliminary resistance destroyed. Excellent. This facility is now under Cybertron control.